going to dive into the specifics on female and male aging life cycles. So in today's lesson, we'll start with the female life cycle. What I mean by this is we're going to talk about all the wonderful changes that happen to our bodies naturally and happen as we get older. In this lesson, we'll cover the hormonal changes that occur in aging females, common symptoms of hormonal changes, and how to help clients manage these symptoms through diet and lifestyle. Okay, I've probably said it before, but we know aging really is a privilege. But what the heck? Why does it have to be so gruesome sometimes? Isn't it enough to deal with your period, wearing a bra, hormonal headaches, mood swings, and once a month monster pimples without having menopause make you wish you had all of that back? I mean, it's just not so easy. You may have already found a few gray hairs, you may need reading glasses when the menu comes, and maybe you even pinch your skin a little more than you used to in search of that beautiful young skin with all that collagen. There are so many changes that are 100% normal for both men and women. I'm specifically sticking to the hormones in this lesson in case you need a refresher there. Somewhere around 50 are female bodies that used to pump out estrogen and progesterone in a delicate balance of womanhood, stop cranking the wheel, and we find ourselves in menopause. Take a look at the visual in the handout attached to this lesson. Estrogen kicks in and amps up in a bell curve from around 12 to 50, and then there's a bottom leveling out where estrogen takes a plunge. This estrogenic drop is totally normal. You may have gone through it, you may be going through it, you may have clients going through it. It happens to all of us women. But the symptoms can feel huge. I don't even need to list them here, but I do have them in a handout if you need a reminder of all of those symptoms that happen when your estrogen drops. So take a look at that as well. Loss of estrogen is also linked to an increase in Alzheimer's disease risk and cognitive decline. Estrogen, you can think of as being protective to our neural wiring and pathways and prevents neurodegenerative disease. It isn't graceful, but it is our body's way of telling us that we're aging, so we need to listen to our bodies. And if your clients aren't listening to their bodies, you need to remind them. It's your job to help them listen to their bodies here. Estrogen levels during perimenopause fluctuate, thank you very much, hot flashes and brain fog, and finally bottom out at very low levels. Almost all of the cells and processes in our bodies respond by aging. Our brains do improve somewhat when our hormones stop fluctuating and we can think more clearly again, but the rest of our body tends towards a slow decline. Progesterone, the hormone that plays a role in menstruation, declines sharply, and testosterone, which women have in very small amounts, peaks in our 20s and declines about half that after menopause. Basically, the hormonal ride we've been on our whole lives ends. And while our other hormones are still rocking and rolling in our bodies, the cortisol, serotonin, thyroid hormones, and whatnot, the sexual hormones start to silence. The old school of thought was HRT, hormone replacement therapy, which seemed like a miracle and cure to menopause. It was found that with long-term use, HRT increases cardiovascular risk. So now we recommend managing menopause symptoms naturally, maybe with a little topical estrogen cream or very short-term use of HRT. But this is also where you also can help your clients dramatically. Of course, your diet and exercise are going to be your best friend in managing the changes. And again, this is where you come in as healthcare practitioners. Increase the vegetables, especially cruciferous vegetables like broccoli and cauliflower, because the plant compound indole-3-carbinol can help balance estrogen levels. One simple thing I tell my clients is to focus on getting in greens and/or the cruciferous vegetables at every single meal, including breakfast. It can be really helpful with this population. Emphasize healthy fats and these omega-3s, and incorporate some coconut oil because there's preliminary research this may help with bone density in menopausal women. Again, a simple change that you might be able to add to someone's diet here. As with any client, steer clear of overly processed foods, of course, fried foods, high glycemic carbohydrates, and all added sugars. Another thing that happens as we age is a decline in the number and variety of healthful bacteria in the gut. So incorporating fermented foods and adding a probiotic may also be beneficial here. Another thing I tell my clients in this age group is to add one fermented food every single day. It can be really simple, something like adding sauerkraut to a salad. You could also try adding maca, as there's been some research that this may be an effective non-hormonal alternative to hormone replacement therapy in menopausal women. Really simple to add that into a smoothie in the morning. Some herbs, including dandelion and milk thistle, have also been shown to be effective. Also, take a look at the other pillars of a nutritious life here in a new, hardcore manner. Really take a look at all of them. Is this client exercising regularly and including weightlifting? Are they drinking enough water? How is stress? Are they managing stress at all? Sleep, making sure there's nothing in her environment contributing to a hormonal imbalance. Any obesogens? What's going on in her environment? Simple things like switching from plastic to glass or using stainless steel cookware instead of nonstick can be really important at this time. All of these little things together can add up and make a really big difference. Okay, so let's go back over the key points quickly. During menopause, estrogen and progesterone hormonal levels drop. This is an absolutely normal part of aging, but can cause uncomfortable symptoms, including all things like vaginal dryness, insomnia, irritability, depression, osteoporosis, and brain fog. You can help clients manage symptoms of menopause through lifestyle factors, including exercise, sleep, stress, hydration, and of course, some specific changes to diet. A few key foods and nutrients that can be helpful are cruciferous veggies, healthy fats, and omega-3s specifically, fermented foods, maca, dandelion root, and milk thistle. Okay, that's it for the females. Next up, we're going to be talking about the male aging life cycle. I cannot wait to see you in the next lesson.